So I worked for the Maine State Ferry Service quite a lot in the early 80s because jobs really dried up in the early 80s. And then in 83, I got my first captain's job on a deep sea ship, a chemical tanker. It was a really old ship. It was a T2 tanker that had been built in 1941. But it had been converted to diesel engines, and the diesel engines were from locomotive engines, and they had three propellers and a bow thruster. It wasn't very fast. It wanted to go 10 knots, but it was really maneuverable. And after that, I got on a passenger ship that was on 2-month cruises to South America, and that was the most interesting job. That was probably the highlight of my career, was being on that passenger ship.
How so?
How so? Well, because there's not very that was the only American flag passenger ship, last one in existence, that was a real true passenger ship and not a cruise ship. And on that particular ship, the trips lasted 66 days. You went from San Francisco down through the Panama Canal, around South America, stopped in Venezuela and Brazil and Argentina, and through the Strait of Magellan, back up to Chile and Peru, and back up to California again. And I did that in the summertime, in California, of course, it's wicked hot in the summertime. And a lot of the people that was on there, that ship as passengers, were from Palm Springs, California. Usually people leave Palm Springs in the summer and go to, maybe they come to Maine, rent a place for the summer. Well, what these people did, instead of that, they took a cruise on this particular ship that lasted all summer. And well, I got to be pretty good friends with them, and I used to go visit them for 2-3 years after that, in Palm Springs, and they treated me royally when I was in Palm Springs. So that's what made it kind of, I'd say, it was the highlight of my career, is just being captain of a passenger ship. Especially that one, where you really are you really are in charge. Back in those days, there's no radio communications like there is today. You didn't pick up your cell phone, whatnot. You was literally on your own for days and days at a time. So that ship got laid up because it just wasn't economically feasible to have that kind of an operation anymore.